Welcome back to Sling Stones. I hope you're having a great day. I want to remind you that this is the second half of a podcast on developing spiritual awareness. And what we're going to do today is spend some time actually engaging in a spiritual exercise. I call this spiritual exercise the three R's. And I will walk you through it. There'll be a lot of silence as I direct you. So it's going to be important that you see this as a very unique podcast, not a lot of description, but I am going to position you to be able to experience the Lord in a deeper way. Once again, as I said in the last podcast, it's going to be important that you find a safe place. Please don't do this while you're driving the car or doing the dishes or cutting up the vegetables. That's maybe a recipe for some level of disaster. Instead, go find a quiet place, turn off all your screens, and then get quiet before the Lord. And if so, I think you'll have an experience of the Lord as we spend this time together. Now, it's important that I let you know from the very beginning that we're going to move through three movements, and we're actually going to move through them rather quickly, but I think you'll find it's plenty of time. The first movement, we're going to position ourselves under the basic theme, rest in God's presence. The second theme will be receive God's love. And the third one will be respond to God's love. And so we'll take some time with each of these. And if you're ready, I am prepared to go ahead and move forward on this. So what I want you to do, if you're in a comfortable position, I'd like you to take a posture of receptivity. I think finding someplace comfortable will promote stillness, which is really good. I always suggest that you sit in an upright position, put your feet firmly on the floor, let your hands rest on your thighs, and work to eliminate all distractions. It may be good for you to not only sit quietly for a while, be consciously aware of stillness and silence around you, but it may be helpful also while you're doing this to simply close your eyes. So I'm going to give you a moment. If you'd be willing to do that, get in that comfortable position, and we'll move forward together in just a moment. Now, I want you to begin in that comfortable position to spend some time breathing deeply. I'd like you to breathe in through your nostrils. You can even use your abdomen as you do. And then hold your breath gently, and then begin to exhale deeply through your mouth. Okay? In through the nostrils, out through the mouth. You're doing this in a slow rhythm. I want you to do it three or four times. And with each breath, I'd like you to become more conscious of the rhythm and the settling down that begins to happen. Notice how your body is beginning to relax. And as you take these deep breaths, I want you to be open to an invitation to enter deeper levels of stillness and silence. A posture of receptivity, a rhythm of deep breathing. If distractions come, and they often do, stay focused on the rhythm of your breathing. Allow any distractive thoughts to just pass on by like clouds rolling across the clear blue sky. If all of a sudden you have an internal desire to move out of stillness, just start concentrating again on your breathing. It'll center you. Don't allow frustration or judgment to rise up. That's not going to be helpful. Just stay in the pattern of breathing, allowing your body to relax, inviting stillness to take over. Now, as you're breathing, with every inhale, hear yourself say, come. come. And then as you exhale, say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit. God tells us that the Holy Spirit is breath. As we're breathing in and out, we are experiencing the life of the Holy Spirit. Stay in the posture of receptivity. Let your breath bring you to awareness. Experience stillness and the invitation of the Holy Spirit's presence. Now, when you feel the Holy Spirit quickening, I'm inviting you to say a simple prayer. Holy Spirit, sanctify my imagination. Use it to bring me into your presence. Now, the first doorway of contemplation for us today is going to be the invitation of God as he says to you, rest in my presence. Hear Jesus speak these words to you. Come to me. I will give you rest. Let those words go deep into your soul. Receive them not only in your mind. Let them seep down into your heart. Come to me, and I will give you rest. Let it go deeper still into the soul of who you are. No more striving. Enter his rest. Let the words go deeper still into every cell in your body. Stay in the posture of receptivity. Let the rhythm of your breathing be an invitation to the Spirit. And allow the words, come to me, and I will give you rest, to go deep into your life. Ask the Holy Spirit now to give you a picture of Jesus inviting you to rest with him. Let it be shaped. If distractions come, just let them pass on by. God wants you to enter his rest. Jesus is inviting you to rest. Let him create that picture of you at rest with Christ. Open your heart as Jesus says to you, rest in me. No more striving. No performing. Give me your anxiety. Our Father will take care of everything. In that place of rest, there's nothing to prove, nothing to do. You are home. rest. Are you ready? Let's move into a deeper place now. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you a picture of God loving you, of God loving you personally, intimately. As you stay in the posture of receptivity, in the rhythm of deep breathing, allow the Holy Spirit to help you embrace these words from your Father. You are my child. I love you with an everlasting love. Nothing will separate you from my eternal love. Let me love you lavishly. Again, ask the Holy Spirit to give you a picture right there in that place of rest of God loving you lavishly. Rest in His love, in awakened awareness of the presence of God. Stay in the rhythm of your breathing, aware of the Spirit. Rest in His presence. Receive His love. Are you ready? The Lord invites you to move through the third doorway. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you a picture of you responding to His love. Now that you've rested and received, what do you want to say in response to God and His love? Do you want to say it with words? Do you want to respond with your body? Do you want to dance in joy? Fall at His feet in adoration? Worship Him with your arms uplifted? Whatever it is, allow the Holy Spirit to now help you respond to His love. Stay in the rhythm of your breathing. Be fully present to the picture of rest, of receiving, of responding to God's love. What would you like to say now to the Father as you prepare to move out of this experience? Is there gratitude in your heart? Would you like to come here again? Does He want you to come back? Ask Him. Now, in that posture, take a couple more deep breaths. Through the nostrils, out through the mouth, and simply hear yourself say, "Thank you." May God seal what he has done in your heart and plant it as a seed that will grow. Come back. Water and nurture it, that you may feast on the fruit of awareness in the presence of God. May God bless you, my friend.